Felicia, we done. Felicia, we done. Felicia, we done. Prospero año y le soplando. Felicia, we done. Felicia, we done. Felicia, we done. Prospero año y le soplando. I wanna wish you a yowie Christmas. I wanna wish you a yowie Christmas.
I had Nog for the first time.
You had that Nog?
I did have Nog.
How did you treat you?
It was pretty good.
I saw the video.
You saw the vid. Good, was it good shit?
No.
God damn it. I make good web content that people love.
Where did you put this Nog vid, Russ? I didn't see it.
It was on Instagram.
Oh, then on the Insta.
It's on Facebook, too.
Oh, I don't check either one of those.
I was going to put it on Snapchat, but Khalid has that game down on point. Did he drink Nog on his fucking Snapchat? Did Khalid steal my shtick?
No, DJ Khaled only drank like water and like some sort of fruit juice.
What ocean is water? Nog, exactly.
Eggnog.
Oh, you don't have Nog there?
Yeah, maybe we do. I've never seen it.
Imagine somebody was making a delicious French toast. Well, I don't know how you guys feel about the French.
Old
European rivalries.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so, Ireland and the French.
So imagine.
It goes way back, man.
Imagine if somebody was making a delicious, golden, fluffy French toast. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
And then they took that batter that they were going to cake up the rest of the bread with and then poured it into a cup and you drank that. That's eggnog, basically.
That's eggnog. Sometimes it has liquor in it.
Yeah. It should always have liquor in it.
It should have liquor in it, because otherwise it's a waste of time.
No, it's good. No, it's too sweet without the liquor. You need some.
You need the liquor in there, because otherwise you're just dying.
Yes, Lynn.
Yeah.
You know what they say?
They sell it in like cartons here.
Yeah, they sell it in cartons.
I don't think that really has egg in it, though.
Yeah, I think. Do you guys have old glass bottles?
What? No.
Do you have it in bags like Canada?
Fuck. The baggies. Oh, shit. The
bags of milk that they have in Canada?
Yeah, that's, well, they got a lot of bags of milk there, am I right? The ladies in France with the funny underpants. Oh, boy.
You're talking... Oh, Jesus, Ross. No disgusting boob euphemisms on our Yowie episode. You can't do this to us.
I don't like
that's
this.
That's true. No boob discussion on this one. No chili boobs, Mom. Don't worry.
What are you doing? You said no chili boobs, Mom.
Does Robin know about the chili boob?
What the fuck are you talking about?
The chili boob.
Explain the chili boob to Robin.
It's our greatest invention. On the podcast, we're going to pet and make millions. So you get a balloon, fill it with chili, and then when it forms kind of a nipple-ish and you poke a hole in it and you suck the chili like it was chili boob.
You suckle the chili.
You'll suckle the chili.
What if it like completely like pops?
Then it's even better.
Then it's Guru and I'm into it.
I don't like new Guro Allen. He's always dismembering gingerbread men, slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm. I really love carving that turkey up.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Before, Allen just enjoyed the stuffing part, which was stuffing all that, you know, bread product.
It's like fisting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then he got even weirder because he was like, I'm chopping it up.
I was like wearing like a full like full-on Dexter like full plastic outfit.
Ellen only prepares turkey in the basement now.
Yeah.
Oh boy,
this is already so weird.
What's weird?
Everything.
Our podcast is extremely informative and journalistic.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
how much have you learned already, Robin, from being on?
Too much
Too much
time. Yeah.
Wait, what podcast?
Welcome, everybody. This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is my co-host, Alan Black. And this week, we have a very special guest, the owner, the creator, I guess, because she exists, the queen, the Christmas bitch of the fucking Robin Minute Robin. A.K.A. Star Fox Idiot on Twitter. We finally got her on the show. Like a like a moving vehicle. We had a tough time catching her, but she's on now. It's fucking huge. Get ready.
Moving vehicle?
I don't know. I thought that was an expression. Robin doesn't know that. She's not from around here. She doesn't know our idioms.
I don't know what you're saying.
That's a classic American expression.
Sure it is. Yeah.
All you guys in Ireland are always just shouting about Finn McCools and Giant's Causeways or whatever.
What even is a wanker?
And we're just talking about moving vehicles and Blarney Stones that you kiss or whatever.
Oh my God.
You love kissing a Blarney Stone.
Everybody's just kissing that Blarney Stone.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
You ever kiss the Blarney Stone?
Have you ever found your king and raised him on the stone?
Me?
No, that's Scotland, I think.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
Listen.
Wow, this got racist, Russ.
Yeah, it got offensive. So we have our friend Robin on. She's from
there, right? She's from Wales. I know.
You're making me wail with this shit.
That was terrible. Oh my God.
Anyway. Speaking of fucking sucking, this is Hogcast Speedy Delivery. We have an amazing guest on this week. Robin's here from the Green Isles.
Emerald.
Oh my god.
She's from Hyperion. She has met a dragon.
Green Hill Zone. The original Green Hill Zone.
And she is going to be delivering some killer content. Robin, you got anything to say for yourself?
I'm upset. I agree to this.
Why? Oh.
Mi corazón.
Hey, that's my language.
Oh boy. Yeah, anyway, let's get this started with some Quillheads Talk Shop. It's been a while since we've had a real deal guest on. But Robin, we want to know your history with Sonic, and we want to know about your holiday season and how it was.
I don't know much about Sonic. I'm gonna be honest here.
What games have you played?
Were you a Genesister? But I realized you're a Mega Driver over there.
Fucking God. No, don't actually think I've ever played a Sonic game.
Whoa.
Damn.
Wow.
What do you know about, cursory knowledge about Sonic, though?
I know the main characters. That's it.
Yeah,
which ones? Please.
The blue one, the yellow one, the red one, and and the cute one, the cute boy.
Which one?
Shadow
is the cute boy. He's a little bit of a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
He shot and killed people.
We'll get into that in our fanfic later.
Oh boy, hoi polloi. That feels extra endearing because I got Robin some Steam games for Christmas, and I got her first Sonic game, and it's making me tear up a little bit. The best one.
Oh, Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Yeah, like a shaman, I handed down a ancient story to the next generation.
Like a Viking skull.
I didn't want it.
You clicked accept into the fucking library.
You can't get rid of it now.
You can't get rid of it now.
I can't go see your Steam account details and take it away.
I could try.
Anyway. How was that Christmas, though, Robin?
It was good.
You did not have any nog, obviously, but did you have an Irish equivalent?
Did you see my Twitter?
I did not see your Twitter.
How did you not see my Twitter?
She got very drunk.
I was busy. I wasn't on. That's true.
I had a good time by myself on Twitter.
Yeah, listen, not the first time. The last couple times I got. I had some fun by myself. I may have started crying at the end, so I don't know. I don't know if you had any of that.
You're talking about you jerking off, right, Russ?
That's my dick crying.
Oh my God.
Tears of pre-cum.
Tears of pre-cum.
So what's Irish Christmas like? What do you guys do over there? You have a tree still?
Do we have a tree still?
Yeah. Do the trees keep coming? Do they get rid of the trees yet?
No.
And it's an island. I don't know how many trees they got over there. What kind of?
In America, we just have a Codsworth robot, and we hang ornamentation off of it.
Yeah.
And we smoke clove cigarettes. Clove cigarettes.
clove vapes.
clove cig. Clove e-cigs, yeah.
Yes.
What cartridge of e-juice did you get this year, Alan?
Oh, I got, well, see, because I got a couple of festive Christmas ones. So I had a mistletoe one, which is poisonous, and I can't smoke it. I had an eggnog one, which is good. And then I also had a peppermint one.
Ooh. Are you hoping that somebody is going to dom you into smoking
the mistletoe one, so I get poison?
Is that like, it's not girl, what would you call that?
I mean, that's just like death play, I guess, I don't know.
Death play. It's like X play, but... Well, it will fucking kill you.
Adam Cecil and Morgan Webb are going to force me to vape this mistletoe EC.
Did you guys have G4 TV over in the Emerald Isles?
What the fuck is that?
It was a
TV for gamers.
It was a small. Yeah, it was TV for gamers.
Oh, no.
Jeff Keighley was on it. No, he was on Spike TV.
He was always on Spike TV.
Is Jeff Keighley one of your boys?
No. No, I'm afraid not.
No. Oh damn!
What about Kojima?
Oh shit! For the uninformed, Robin is a curator and lover of boys.
She's like the collector. She has many boys. Universe in a lot of ways.
Yes, of course. What Marvel boys would make it into your collection?
Most of them. There's not many that shit. Would make it. To be honest.
Well, which ones wouldn't?
Well, even MODOK.
MODOK. Mental organism designed only for killing.
You had that at the top of your head.
How do you feel about Galactus?
What about Ghost Rider?
No, man, I'm not into that stuff now.
What about Ghost Rider? He's a skeleton.
No, thanks. But
he needs to have he's
a skeleton with the body of Nicolas Cage. Who could deny that?
In Nicolas Cage form, I think he's okay.
Oh my god.
Which Nicolas Cage is your boy?
What the fuck? Me?
Yeah, you.
Nothing.
Which, not a single fuck? Nicolas Cage.
Why is that a normal thing to have a Nicolas Cage boy?
In America, we all have our Nicolas Cage boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Crazy culture clash here on the podcast. Oh yeah.
Hey, which one's yours, Russ?
Mine. What's the one where you piloted a fucking helicopter? Or the one that was Charlie Sheen.
Mine's
with Charlie
mine's
Sheen.
Vampire's Kiss. Nicolas Cage.
That's true. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just do Face Off and be a boring, pouring fuddy-duddy.
Ooh, but yeah, but Face Off's good because you get two of them for the price of one, in a way.
That's true. You get a Travolta, too. Mm. Speaking of Travolta, what's truly Travolting?
Jesus.
What?
Alan, your Christmas. The transition really came up mean-spirited.
Oh, my Christmas is pretty good. I mostly just got, like, money and some clothes and Mario Maker, I guess.
Ooh, baby.
No.
Mario. Well, yeah, he had to.
Wait, what? I had to get Mario Maker? Is that it? Did you not like Mario Maker?
Yeah, that's complicit from fate.
Jesus.
Does she not like Mario Maker?
No.
Robin, do you not like it?
It's a bad game.
You don't like Mario? You don't like that little tiny Italian man jumping around?
No, he's not cute.
Now, how do you feel about Luigi?
What about Waluigi?
I mean, yeah, he's better, but he's still not cute.
Who's the cutest Mario universe boy?
I can't believe this. I'm not having this.
Is it Shy Guy? Because he's shy.
You don't know what's behind that mask.
What about Snuff It? What about Snuff It?
What about that
His
angry
face
son
is a fucking gun.
What about the angry son from Mario 2, also known as Doki Doki Panic?
What about Mouser? That's not Doki Doki. Like, that's not. He was from Super Mario Bros. 3, you fucking dumbass.
The angry son was from Mario 3? I thought he's from 2.
No, he's from 3.
Fuck.
On the desert world.
Do you
special
play
desert
game?
Scene. We're game.
Yeah, do you fucking
boys.
Game?
Do you play?
I'm glad we have a real fucking gamer on this podcast. Thank
Tell
you,
us about
Robin.
Your sniping. Tell us what you're sniping, Robin.
Dude, I'm the fucking best sniper in Ireland. My fucking KDR is 4.35. You want to go
Damn,
on Rust any enough. Day, fucking any time.
Yeah. Damn, you got that new Call of Duty?
No, fuck that.
Oh, still playing Modern Warfare.
Are you still on Counter-Strike 96 or 97?
Yeah.
I'm only on
go?
Quake. I'm still on Quake 3, baby. Woo,
like
baby.
Quake.
Woo!
Don't do that. Fine.
I told him not to do that, Robin, but he keeps doing it.
It's disgusting.
He won't listen to me.
Nothing will stop this gravy train, baby.
Oh, I don't like calling it a gravy train.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
you two gravy trains. Speaking of gravy trains, let's get on another kind of sauce train. A pizza train. Domino's goes, baby.
Oh, we forgot our most important new segment, Russ.
Oh, what is it?
The Ravi Minute.
Oh, yeah, we want it. So, usually every week, our most popular segment, our biggest hit, is where we have Rob. We talk about Robin for a full minute. And it's huge, it's successful, it's popular, it's crazy.
Everybody loves it.
People love it. Like, they genuinely, at this point, care more about you than either of us. We could honestly just die at this point.
I couldn't blame them.
Yeah, that's true. And they honestly want more. They usually say, like, we want a full Robin hour, yeah. Which I guess this week we're providing to a certain extent. It's not quite the same. But we usually try to restrict it to a minute because we want to give them a little bit, you know.
Keep them coming back.
Give them too much and they get spoiled, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free or whatever?
Yeah. Is that about fucking a cow or something?
Oh, I think it's about fucking cows.
Is that an expression about that one Monster Musume chapter?
Yeah, the one Monster Musume chapter where the cowgirl shoots giant milk out of her giant boobs.
Obviously the best chapter in the comic chapter. Because Alan hates it.
I hate it so much.
It's the best one.
They shave sheep pubes. I hate it.
He shaves the sheep pubes and then they milk the ladies' cow titties and get milk. It's a good chapter.
It's bad. Don't ever read it, Robin.
I'm not going to.
Read the other ones, but not that one.
It should have won an Eisner Award if you asked me.
Or Nebula Award, because that's a big, giant cloud of shit gas.
Monster Musume should win a Nebula Award.
It should actually. It should actually win a Nebula Award. Or Hugo.
Is Orson Scott Card going to win another of those fucking things?
Ugh, that guy. Ugh.
Neil Gaiman's greasy beard doesn't deserve another one of those. Now, Mia, on the other hand.
Mia deserves... who would accept the award? Do you think it'd be like a Mia cosplayer?
It should be.
Should be.
With fully operational tail.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and fully operational.
What did you hear? Leonardo DiCaprio is greenlighting a production of Monster Musume, and he's going to be playing the main character.
That selfish bastard.
Oh, man. Well, we'll have to get into Monster Musume dreamcasting later. For now, we're going to be dreamcasting to you.
Yeah.
we're gonna play... what's the name of the panel de pon on Puyo Pop on a... Dreamcast.
I never got into that. Hey, here's our Space Channel 5. It's a channel devoted only to Ravi.
Here's our Space Fan Channel 5 Part 2, only in Japan, and it's just for Ravi. We're doing the Ravi Minute because everybody loves the Robin Minute, and we want to put a minute out there for Ravi just the now as a special Christmas treat for our number one
special birthday
podcast friend.
For our special boy.
For our special boy. Is Ravi one of your boys?
Yeah, he actually is. He's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Okay, let's get this started in 3, 2, 1, slam. Okay, likes basketball even though his team got fucking crushed.
His team got destroyed on his birthday, and I feel so bad about it.
He weeped openly. Like, it was pretty hard on him, it looked like.
It turns out he lost the picture of George Clooney that he keeps on his wallet because he changed wallets.
What?
It's been a bad year for Ravi.
It's been pretty bad.
If you didn't know, Ravi had a boy, and that's George Clooney's Batman, not a
cartoon
Batman.
Yeah, I was wondering
Batman,
when you posted that on his birthday.
Yeah, he loves George Clooney's Batman, and he has a picture of George Clooney's Batman in his wallet that he found at the mall, I think, or in a garage or something.
That's so cute.
Yeah, what do you feel about George Clooney's Batman? He's got nipples.
I feel nothing.
What about the other
feel
Batman?
Nothing.
Nothing. Batman fucking sucks.
You don't like
nothing.
What about the Joker?
You don't like...
No.
What about Jared Leto's Joker?
Hey, no. Don't make me use my Joker voice.
Oh, no one's asking you to stop.
Oh, well, do you hear that? Ravi, we spent most of it talking about Batman.
Well,
sorry, Ravi.
Too bad, Ravi. Maybe next year.
Sorry, Ravi. Next year, we'll try harder. Talk more about you. But instead, we talked about a fictional, mostly overrated character. Speaking of overrated, you know what's the one food that's properly rated?
Pizza.
It's called pizza pie, baby. Woo!
Don't do that.
And we're going to be chalking up some delicious hardcore pies wrapped up in a sweet cardboard cutout cube. And we're going to be chowing down on a little segment we call... Yeah, I get it. That one. What's that one Japanese store where you get the t-shirt and like a little cube?
I don't know, Ross. I don't
what?
Live in-
what?
Why? Why do you forget what know it's what this is called? Why would I ever know?
Well, what that's because you know a thing or two about things. You know stuff about stuff.
About Japanese stores sell cubes.
Domino's goes, baby. This week we're talking up some fresh pies. Alan, what's your loadout this week?
Well, I went to Huntington, West Virginia for candle nights this year, and I stopped by Backyard Pizza, and hoo boy, did I have some good pizzas. So me and my little brother, we got two pizzas, and we split them. So the first one was the Wu-Tang pizza, which was, it had a sriracha and honey sauce, blue mozzarella cheese, blue cheese crumbles, roasted red peppers, grilled chicken, and diced up jalapenos. And that was a really good
pizza.
Are you
pizza. A blue cheese guy?
You know, the blue cheese, well, I'm not normally that big of a fan of blue cheese. I don't really care too much about it. But in the, on this pizza, it was good because it was melted, you know, whatever. So, like, I thought this pizza was really good. I'm glad they had the honey in there because it wasn't as spicy as I expected. But it was really sweet and kind of tangy. So it was really, it was pretty good. The other pizza
Shouldn't a Wu-Tang pizza have more cream on it?
It should have more cream, and there should only be one pizza, and you have to pay $2 million to buy it.
That's true.
And then a pharmaceutical man will buy it and never eat it.
Ruin everything.
Yes.
And by cream, I don't mean nut or anything gross. I just meant...
No, you know, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar bills, y'all. Yeah.
Yes.
So...
Robin, you know about cream, right?
Absolutely.
You big fan of Wu-Tang
Clan? You know about the 36 chambers?
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite boy from the Wu-Tang Clan?
He's the number one Wu-Tang boy.
don't talk to me.
Let's
Gizza.
Let's count in. The Jizz is pretty good. Let's count in Old Dirty Bastard, even though he's dead. I think he'd be my favorite.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think Old Dirty Bastard. Then maybe the RZA. Really? Then maybe the Jizza. Then Raekwon.
Hey, Legend of the Liquid Swords.
Then probably on the bottom would be Inspecta Deck, or maybe Mastakilla. I'm not sure.
Where did Ghostface land on this?
Ghostface is probably like right beneath Raekwon.
How do you feel about Ghostface, Robin?
How do you feel about Ghostface?
He's a little bit of kind of a bad boy too. My actually, fave.
Absolutely.
He's
really.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of like Danny Phantom. He's a ghost.
Oh, how do you feel about Danny Phantom?
What a fuck. I hate that fuck.
How do you feel about Danny Phantom?
Ghostface is cool.
He's cute.
Oh, no, he sucks.
Oh my god.
He's trash.
Who are the cutest Nicktoons?
Don't say Auto Rocket.
It's Auto Rocket.
Don't say Auto Rocket.
What about Twister from the show Rocket Power?
Hey, I got a sweet tweet. I got a sweet weird Twitter tweet from 2012. Auto Rocket asphyxiation.
That's actually pretty good. You should tweet that now.
I'll tweet it later.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's really good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What about Tough good. Puppy.
Tough Puppy. Yeah, I got a Tough Puppy here, baby.
Oh my god.
Is that your?
It's cold. That's what I shit my pants.
Oh, okay. My other pizza that I got was the Fra Diavolo pizza, which was a seafood pizza.
Frau?
What? Say what?
Like Frau, like a German girl?
No, F R A. I don't know what that means. It must be Italian. I don't know.
When the moon hits your eye, like a
when the moon hits your eye,
it's amore.
It's amore. It had spicy marinara, mozzarella cheese, some parsley, fried calamari, and grilled shrimp. And that was very good. I expected the calamari to be tough, but it was soft and tender. It was high quality stuff. It was some good squid. And the shrimp was also pretty good. So both of those pizzas
were fantastic. Soft and tender like a lover's hold.
Oh, like a lover's hole?
Like a wrestling hold.
Oh, I thought you meant like a hole, like an orifice which you would fuck.
No.
I mean,
I was gonna make a wrestling joke.
It was soft.
And wet, like soft a double Lariat.
Oh, soft and wet, like Prince.
Yeah, or the JoJo Alien stand.
Yeah, my stand from Part 8 of JoJo's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about the stand Vitamin C, Ross? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, Vitamin C is pretty. He's doing it for me. It's good shit.
I really like that guy. Robin, you need to get back into JoJo so you can.
No, I'm done. I'm free. Goodbye.
Read Part 8. It's good.
Part 8 is good.
I read a little bit. A little bit. spinoff.
There's a mystery at the heart.
Oh.
Okay. He's got four testicles. What screams good boy more than that?
That is not a good boy.
That's a good boy.
That's too much boy.
Does that make me not a good boy now? Oh, man.
Oh, my fucking never god. Wow.
Oh, low tier boy. speaking of low tier boys.
Yeah, Ross, what did you
eat? Time for my loadout.
What did you eat?
I didn't have any pizza.
You fucking piece of shit.
This is your fucking podcast about pizza.
I'm back home for the holidays.
This is like the fifth time he's done this, though, Robin. What? I'm the only one that actually eats pizza every week.
You're fucking fake,
bro. I'm not fake. That's not true.
I'm an MLG pizza pro, and you're just fucking faker.
Listen, we got an MLG sniper and an MLG pizza chomper. And you know what? I'm rough around the edges, guys, but you're I still like pizza. Fake. All I had this week was... I had some Christmas dinner and I had some stuffing, and that was pretty good.
What kind of stuffing?
It was cornbread.
Okay, well, I mean, that's what most stuffing is.
What's cornbread?
Oh,
cornbread. It's bread made out of fucking corn!
What?
It's made out of cornmeal.
You know, maize?
Maize, as the Native Americans call it.
I'm not fucking stupid. Stop!
You don't have cornbread over there?
Maybe we do. I don't know.
You know, the only thing
you ever been to a little place called Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah, do they have that over there?
Yeah. Fucking KFC.
They got cornbread there. Ask for it.
No, they don't.
Hit them up. Tell them the Rust Man sent you.
They don't have
cornbread. Well, what
is fucking secret menu?
They really don't?
I don't think I've ever seen cornbread at KFC.
Oh, what they do is they get a KFC famous bowl and then they compact it and cook it until it's like a bread.
like a diamond. Like turning coal into a diamond.
Yeah.
Under extreme heat and temperature, they turned this KFC famous bowl into pure cornbread.
That's how that's honestly, they don't really fry chicken. They just bread it and then pressure cook it.
I think so, right?
Actually, it's true.
Actually, it's bad. The only thing I know about Irish cuisine is that I went to an Irish pub here in America once, and they served me a burger with rashers on it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't know what rashers were. It was some sort of bacon, I guess.
A rasher is ham? Bacon.
Okay.
What is bangers?
That's just what we call.
What's bangers and mash?
That's fucking sausages and mashed potatoes, and I think that's English.
That is English.
That's bangers, a lot less sexy English. Than I was imagining.
You're getting my daughter.
Oh, you're right.
Confused, Russ. You can't do this.
What?
You and your fucking daughters. Oh, you fucking mom. Speaking of fucking moms,
Yeah. Okay, I'm into this. Come on, Russ. Finish that sentence.
Oh, I don't know. Nico's mom. That's what Alan likes. Oh, shit. I shouldn't bring those words up here.
Oh,
Robin's going to hang up on the call.
There's an awful, awful idea. Arg, world's first pirate pizza ship on a tricycle.
No.
Let's see. Matt Madman Mahoy is the creator and chef of the world's first tricycle pirate pizza ship. It's a pizza parlor on three wheels. It's shaped like a boat and it serves pizza. He has a first mate, Joel Brownbeard the Savage Stewart. They roll around the woods and they serve private pirate pizza, which they call slices of booty. they also have a pizza version of the traditional po' boy, which is a for Robin, if you don't know, it's a New Orleans southern sandwich.
Treat.
It's like a like fried seafood on a sandwich. They have a pizza version called the Pizza Boy.
I like it.
If you're in New Orleans, you can see this fucking dweeb riding around on a tricycle serving you pizza.
That's dark.
That's cute.
You know who was known for cleanliness? The pirates.
Yeah, I definitely want a pirate pizza. These
food quality.
These criminals with scurvy. I want to eat their pizza, but it's good.
Out of everybody here, Robin, your culture was the one that was attacked the most by pirates.
Was it?
I don't think that's the case.
I think actually it was.
Sure
I think it was North America.
I'm pretty sure they sent.
I was thinking it was more the Vikings in Ireland.
Stop talking shit.
You really don't know anything
listen.
About Europe, Russ.
I really don't. I don't know anything about Europe.
At least I got
who the fuck is King Canute?
Were you proud of my Finn McCool reference?
What about Dennis the Menace?
Oh my God.
That's the menace isn't from is... Ireland.
No, there is a... No, I think it's the UK.
Oh, my God.
Damn it. BMO. God. BMO Comics. God damn it.
BMO from
Clangers.
What the fuck are you saying?
Bagpuss. You don't know about BMO Comics?
You know what's cool about Finn McCool is that it's Finn McCumhale.
Oh my God.
Isn't it?
What about McGillicuddy? Who is McGillicuddy? Where does he get off?
Can you tell us what Ireland's like? Because I don't think I understand.
can you be like the little ghost boy who takes you on the journey through the through the Hennessy, the Hennessy maker? Could you be our little ghost boy?
Can you tell me about
Tiernanog? Yeah, Cthulhu. Can you bring us up to speed on Cthulhu?
Oh my God. I should be really offended, right?
What about the salmon of knowledge?
How do you feel? Okay, Robin, you're a huge snake fan.
I like snakes. Yeah.
Yeah. What? How do Irish snake fans feel about St. Patrick? Because he kind of got rid of all your snakes.
Are there no snakes that live in Ireland? I should probably know this.
There's none.
No, they brought them back.
Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of native snakes, White Castle Pizza. Alan, drop this on us. We need to fucking move on here.
Okay, so Tim Busanich is a hungry man with a plan. So he posted a video of his ode to the famous fast food chain White Castle and everyone's favorite food, pizza. So it's just a bunch of... He took a bunch of White Castle burgers out of the freezer and then decided to put them on a pizza. So he just put the White Castle sliders on top of a pizza with extra cheese, mushrooms, and onions, and then posted the pictures on social media. And it looks pretty good, I think. It looks pretty good. I'm kind of into it. I don't know about having an entire burger on top of a pizza, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how I feel about
that. Well, you like burgers and you like pizza, so...
I mean, those are my two favorite foods.
That's so true.
Yeah.
How more American does it get?
It's pretty
sad. He did say it is the world's first stoner's delight, which I'm very into.
But then, granted, Alan, you've had stoner pies before.
I've had the stoner pie, which has french fries and mozzarella sticks on it.
So I don't think it's the first stoner's delight.
No.
I think this guy's fucking full of bull. I bet this pizza stinks.
I bet he tagged Snoop Dogg in the Instagram post, too. So, like,
hey, Snoop Dogg, chill down. Chill up. Yeah, chill down.
That's the thing people out. Say here in America.
Chill out, Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg's basically Listen, like we a 50-year-old dad now, so I don't even know. He probably doesn't even eat pizza. It probably makes him sick.
Yeah, it probably gives him a tummy ache.
Is Snoop Dogg one of your boys?
To smoke a bunch of weed.
No, afraid not.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I bet that's the reason he smokes a lot of weed is because he has stomach issues.
Probably.
It's like, not even for a cool reason.
No, he's like gangster. I have glaucoma.
I like me, where I smoke weed for very cool reasons. I don't...
To escape your problems.
By the way. Mom, don't listen to me. Yeah, my very dark problems. I'm kind of a bit of an emo.
Bit of a bad boy?
A weedmo. I'm a little bit of a bad boy.
No.
Speaking of bad boys...
a very bad thing.
How are these segues this week?
An incredible pizza. Lightning strike damages the inside of incredible pizza. In Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Lightning made for a scary moment on Saturday afternoon for customers inside of Incredible Pizza in Springfield, Missouri. A manager told the news that he believes when lightning struck nearby, it caused a small portion of the flooring to explode. One of our light poles out front got hit by lightning. It went all the way through the ground, through the interior, and came up inside our gymnasium. So they have a gymnasium inside this pizza place. And popped out, knocked out the wood, and a little bit of cement. Let's see. Before the damage was discovered, the customers knew something was awry after hearing a loud noise. Probably one of the loudest booms I've heard myself. To me, it sounded like it was right on top of me. However, some folks thought they felt a little rumble like in the ground, so they felt some rumblings as well as the gymnasium where the floor kind of came up, Russo added in a really shitty sentence. No one was hurt. They had to shut down for 30 minutes while they fixed the floor, but it just like exploded the floor. That's fucked up.
Lightning's scary. That is fucked up. So they had a pizza gymnasium?
Mm-hmm. A pizza
Do you think, gymnasium. Okay, so there's a two-part question.
Okay.
Do you think they played pizza dodgeball?
Uh-huh.
And do you think that's where Hell Homer got the pizza thrown
at him? That is exactly where Hell Homer got the pizza thrown at him, was during pizza dodgeball. Or do you think it's a gymnasium?
Okay, that's all.
Or do you think it's a gymnasium in the traditional Roman sense, where they're all naked?
Oh my god.
Is there a vomitorium there? I know vomitoriums weren't real.
No, the
there were vomitoriums, just a name for, but they were just narrow hallways.
Yeah, yeah. Hoo boy, you need to eat that salmon of knowledge, Russ. Salmon of knowledge is a famous thing from Myers mythology.
How is the Robin? How is the salmon of knowledge? Is any good?
Have you ever been to Tirnanog?
No.
What have you ever seen the Book of Kells?
Oh, a Tirnanog is my new eggnog.
Oh boy! Speaking of, oh boy, we've got our boy, our main boy, Sonic T Hedgehog. That's right, Sonic News, Views, Reviews, and Tudes.
So Russ, oh man, I think we've got a very special thing planned out this.
Well, okay, listeners. Imagine we're handing you a present. Okay? This is a guided meditation also. This functions as a guided meditation. I hand you a present. I hand you a present. And then you take the present with your hands and you start unwrapping it. What's under there, Alan?
It's a fanfic.
What kind of fanfic?
Yeah, we won.
Oh.
Robin, do we have the link? Can we send it to Robin so she can do the non-speaking parts?
Of course.
Yes. Robin, here you go. We'll edit this out. But, there you go.
Okay. Oh my god, what up. Is this?
It's a good one. It's tagged. Well, look at the tags.
Oh my fucking god.
Can you read those out loud for us?
No!
Just read the
please
the non-speaking part.
Okay.
Well, it reads character tags: Sonic the Hedgehog, Shadow the Hedgehog, Rouge the Bat, Dr. Eggman, Dr. Robotnik. Additional tags: Sonato, Freeform, Uke Shadow, Semi Sonic, Fluff and Smut, Porn with Plot.
Good shit.
Almost had a cadence to it. Good shit. So who's ready?
Okay, so just start with the first line whenever you're ready.
Okay. Shadow hummed quietly under his breath as he stared down at the earth through the large window in the arc. Rouge came up behind him.
Go ahead. Something got you down, sunshine?
She cooed. Shadow glanced back at her before scoffing and heading off to see Eggman. Rouge sighed and shook her head. Shadow hummed quietly again as he walked up to Eggman.
Russ, do you want to be Shadow, or should I be Shadow?
I honestly, this fanfic sucks. I can't even tell who's talking. It's Shadow. Any problems that need to be dealt with, Doctor?
He asked. Eggman laughed.
Bored, are you?
He asked. Shadow tilted his head. One ear drooped slightly. Eggman chuckled and nodded, putting a hand on Shadow's shoulder.
I always have problems, Shadow.
He drawled. Shadow stared at the hand on his shoulder uneasily.
Anything I can help you out with?
He wondered. Eggman nodded.
Of course! That pesky blue hedgehog is always a problem, so why don't you go make trouble for him?
He suggested. Shadow nodded curtly.
Yes, sir.
He hummed before heading out. He'd never been ordered to do something as trivial as mess up somebody's day, but it was an order, so he'd make sure it was done right. The blue blur wasn't particularly hard to find, seeing as Shadow already knew the place. As he frequented, Shadow stood over Sonic and stared down at the relaxing blue hero. Sonic opened one eye.
He relaxes me.
And then cocked an eyebrow at Shadow.
Cocked. Hey, problem?
Wait, that's supposed to be.
Wait, am I gonna?
Wait, I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be Sonic. Problem?
Just let's do this.
He drawled. Shadow straightened as Sonic hopped to his feet.
What do you want?
The blue hero asked. Shadow frowned, just now realizing that he wasn't entirely sure what it was that he was he was told to do. He cut himself off and tilted his head. Sonic cocked an eyebrow. Shut up.
Cocked.
Shut up.
Bored, huh?
He chuckled, challenge gleaming in his eyes, in his own green eyes. Oh.
Oh, emerald.
Oh, yeah. Oh. fucking shout out.
Want a rate?
He asked, Shadowzer is perked up at the challenge and he's smart.
Sounds fun.
He cooed. Sonic getting cooed. Overexcited.
More gooed.
Jesus. Sonic!
Oh, wait, you already did the backflip part. All right, from here to the end of the forest, first one over the coastline wins.
This is really, this is truly a magical Felice Yowie Dad.
He set the track. Shadow tilted his head before nodding.
All right.
He agreed. Sonic grinned and grabbed Shadow's shoulders, turning him towards the right direction before standing next to him.
All right. On your marks. Get set. Go.
With that,
shout out to Mark.
With that, they both took off. Don't shed it. Sonic chuckled as he watched Shadow skate beside him.
Ready to speed it up, Shads?
Shads. Shards.
Sonic called over the rushing win before taking off, hitting Mach 1. Shadow tilted his head before speeding up to match Sonic's speed, smirking once he was back at the Blue Hero side.
Oh, wait. Is that Shadow saying that?
I think I can't tell. Okay, I'll just...
Shadow saying that. It's a Shadow chuckle.
Oh, yeah.
You actually think you could outrun me?
Shadow chuckled. Sonic laughed.
You know, you Knuckles would never chuckle in this situation, by the way.
Shadow would.
You don't chuckle.
Yeah.
Okay. Sonic?
I already said you bet I can.
Oh, fuck. He challenged. Shadow smiled. Actually smiled as he and Sonic sped up again. Sonic smiled at Shadow as the two came to the forest. This is when the race got difficult. They'd have to get through the trees, and at this speed it wouldn't be easy. Shadow tore his gaze from Sonic to focus on the task in front of him. Sonic let his eyes quickly travel over Shadow's lean figure before looking ahead, dodging out of the way of the tree just in time. They both came to stop once at the coast. Sonic did another energetic backflip.
Tie.
Tie? What does he mean by that?
He laughed breathlessly before bursting out laughing. Oh, he stated.
I haven't had a challenge like that in ever.
He chuckled. Shadow breathed heavily.
You're incredibly hyper. You know that, right?
He informed. Sonic chuckled and flopped down in the sand.
Yeah, I know.
He hummed contentedly. Shadow glanced around quickly before sitting down next to Sonic, both of them just staring at the water.
The sun's gonna go down soon.
Sonic mumbled casually. Shadow hugged his knees to his chest and let out a shaky breath in anticipation. Sonic looked at him.
Something wrong?
He asked. Shadow swallowed thickly and shook his head.
Oh, he swallowed.
Shadow swallowed thickly.
Thickly.
I just, this doesn't make any fucking sense to me. It's just that I've never really seen a sunset before. Supposedly they're beautiful. But what the fuck? He's seen plenty of... Oh, God. Anyway. Oh,
he's probably seen them from space.
No, shut up. It's getting good. Sonic's eyes widened before he smiled.
Yeah, they are. Mind if I stay and share this moment with you?
He asked. Shadow shook his head.
I don't mind.
He mumbled, tightening his grip on his legs. Sonic hummed happily as he stared at Shadow, smile broadening when Shadow's eyes widened at the sight of the sun setting. Sonic had never bothered to take in Shadow's subtle beauty before. What with the guy constantly trying to kill him, the ebony hedgehog turned to look at Sonic.
That's you, Russ.
Okay, are you looking?
He asked. Sonic cleared his throat and looked back at the sky, cheeks heating up.
Yeah, of course. How could you ignore something so beautiful?
Oh my god. He wasn't talking about the sunset, but Shadow didn't need to know that. Said Hedgehog tilted his head again.
Indeed.
He agreed before shuffling closer to Sonic. The air had begun to cool with the absence of the sun. Sonic glanced at Shadow out of the corner of his eye when he felt the other male move.
Cold?
He asked. Shadow swallowed thickly before nodding slightly.
A bit.
He mumbled. Sonic hummed.
Wanna head back?
Yeah.
Wanna head back?
Shadow tilted his head before nodding. Sonic hopped to his feet and held his hand out to Shadow.
You were supposed to cause trouble with me.
He asked. Shadow swallowed nervously.
What does that sentence even mean? What the fuck? Yeah, but I couldn't think of a way to.
He answered honestly. Sonic chuckled as he hoisted Shadow to his feet.
That's all right. This was much more fun, wouldn't you say?
He chuckled. Shadow let a smile slip and nodded.
I guess.
He mumbled. Sonic wrapped an arm around Shadow's shoulders and started walking, pulling the ebony hedgehog with him. Shadow tensed under his touch.
Why?
He stammered, staring at Sonic's arm that was so blatantly invading Shadow's personal bubble. Blue Hedgehog glanced down at Shadow.
Sorry, am I making you uncomfortable?
He asked, moving to take his arm off Shadow. The striped male swallowed before shaking his head.
I'm just unaccustomed to physical contact,
he admitted. Sonic squeezed Shadow's shoulder.
Well, just tell me if you want me to get off. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, he assured. Shadow nodded before settling into Sonic's warmth. The blue hero looked down at Shadow again. When he felt
what are they licking down on? What does it mean?
They're of the same height.
They keep growing in inches? I don't know.
This is some Alice in Wonderland shit. What's going on?
When he felt the other lean his head against his shoulder.
Comfy?
He teased gently, testing his limits. Shadow hummed and nodded.
Yes. What does that mean? It just doesn't make it.
He breathed contently, sounding almost sleepy. Sonic pulled away from him before crouching down slightly. Shadow stared at him in confusion.
What the fuck? Is this me saying this or?
I don't know.
This is me. Get on my back. You seem tired.
He stated. Shadow blinked in confusion, tilting his head again. Sonic looked over his shoulder at the ebony hedgehog.
Come on,
he urged. Shadow swallowed thickly and pursed his lips together before doing as he was asked. His grip around Sonic's neck tightened when the blue hero stood up, adjusting Shadow to get a better grip before he started walking again.
See, this isn't so bad.
Sonic chuckled. Shadow hummed quietly and rested his chin on Sonic's shoulder.
I guess not. What is what?
He hummed. Sonic smiled and adjusted Shadow again before taking off running. Shadow's grip tightened again in shock.
Warn me next time.
He scolded. Sonic chuckled.
Sorry.
He apologized as he sped up, a loud boom indicating he'd just broken the sound barrier. Shadow loosened his grip and yawned.
I'm going to take you back to me place, okay?
That's the pickup line I use on girls.
Should I have been using like an accent with this? I'm going to take me back to me place, okay?
That's offensive, you motherfucker.
Sonic asked. Shadow hummed and nodded slightly before closing his eyes and drifting off to sleep.
God, he's humming all over the place.
Hours later, Shadow couldn't tell how many. He woke up in a very warm, very comfortable bed. He sat up and groggily looked around the room.
Is Rouge his mother figure? Like, that's what I'm confused about. Okay, yes, anyway.
She's mom.
Rouge.
He mumbled. Sonic peeked in and smiled.
He peeked in. Sup, motherfucker.
Nope, still me.
He chuckled as he walked into the room.
I didn't want to wake you.
He explained. Shadow bit his lip and nodded as he looked around the room.
Is this your room?
He asked. Sonic chuckled and nodded.
These fuckers, stop! Won't stop chuckling. Chill out. God damn it. Holy shit. Who chuckles this much? I don't.
Yep.
I mean, I'm no chuckle fuck. What the fuck is going on here? God damn it.
So sorry if the bed smells bad. I haven't washed the sheets in months.
He chuckled. Scratching the back of his head. Shadow looked down at the bed.
It it smells like you.
He stated. Sonic chuckled again.
Is that bad?
He questioned. Shadow shook his head.
No, it's
Oh my god.
It's actually quite pleasant.
He assured. Sonic cleared his throat and blushed.
So I smell good?
He asked. Shadow tilted his head.
Yes, that's what I implied.
He assured. Sonic chuckled as he sat down on the bed.
Stop chuckling, you fucker!
Do you sleep well?
He conversed. Shadow nodded.
How long have I been asleep?
He asked. Sonic frowned and checked the clock that was on the table.
Why did he frown? A few hours.
He answered with a small shrug.
Why? You need to get back?
He asked, not really wanting Shadow to leave yet. The ebony hedgehog shook his head.
No, I could technically spend the night if I wanted.
He explained. Sonic smirked at the suggestion.
Huh. You want to?
He offered. Shadow's eyes widened before he averted his gaze.
I guess it would be alright.
He mumbled. Sonic grinned.
I'll take the couch if you're not comfortable sharing the bed.
He assured. Shadow blushed and shook his head.
No, it's fine.
He assured. Sonic hummed and flopped down next to Shadow.
You've got really pretty eyes, you know.
He commented. Shadow's blushed deep and then he averted his gaze. We're lying back. Head resting.
I know you. I was worried about you feeling uncomfortable in the bed earlier, but I just wanted to come out. That instills confidence, by the way. That's a power play in the business world. Negging.
It's like,
hey, Alan. This is so, Alan. I want to start a Sonic the Hedgehog pizza podcast. By the way, you've got really pretty eyes.
I'm totally comfortable in doing this with you now.
Anyway, where were we? Let's continue. Let's just finish this shit.
Comfy?
Yeah.
He teased.
He teased. Shadow blushed and nodded.
You're very warm.
He commented. Our Sonic grinned and nuzzled Shadow's cheek before pinning him to the bed and hovering over him. Shadow blushed deeply as he let his leg spread to accommodate Sonic.
Want me to stop?
Yes. Said Hedgehog asked. Shadow smiled.
Hey, which one, baby?
So Shadow, the naive child that he was, never saw a sunset until today. But he knew how to fuck, baby.
He's the I've ultimate life for you to make him.
Hey, let me see your bio lizard. I've been waiting for you to make a move all night.
He admitted with a deep blush. Sonic nodded and leaned down to kiss Shadow on the lips. The striped male gasped slightly and tensed up, unaccustomed to this kind of affection. Sonic ran his hand down to Shadow's body to stroke his hip. Shadow whimpered into Mr. Rogers' zone and turned his head to break it.
Well, wait.
He panicked. Sonic pulled back.
Did I do something wrong?
He worried. Shadow shook his head and glanced up at Sonic.
I'm sorry.
He whimpered. Sonic smiled and moved in, pecking Shadow on the lips.
You have nothing more to be sorry about.
He assured. Shadow took a deep breath and grabbed Sonic's arms.
I'm just a little nervous.
He admitted. Sonic smiled again.
You'll go as slow as you want.
That's a big character change for exactly. Sonic, because if there's one thing he goes, it's fast.
Yeah, he is fast.
Oh, he assured. Shadow swallowed again and nodded, releasing Sonic's arms and letting his own drop next to his head.
Okay.
He mumbled. Sonic kissed Shadow's jaw before sealing their lips together again, gently stroking his cheek before running his fingers down Shadow's neck, then ruffling his soft chest fur. Shadow whimpered and began to squirm from the gentle teasing.
Sonic!
He breathed, clutching at the blue hero's arms again. Sonic looked at him.
Want me to stop?
He asked. Shadow shook his head.
Just need some leverage.
What?
Deterrence.
Peace Walker.
He mumbled breathlessly. Sonic smiled and nodded before leaning down to nibble on the striped hedgehog's neck. Shadow whimpered and tilted his head, giving Sonic more room to work. The blue hero ran his finger through Shadow's fur before finding a tiny, oh my fucking god, tiny, slightly perked nipple and rubbing it. Shadow gasped and jerked his hips against the ties. the thighs Sonic had wedged against his crotch. Sonic chuckled teasingly at the moist feeling between Shadow's legs.
Enjoying yourself?
Enjoying yourself. Oh, oh, sorry.
That's me.
That's you.
Enjoying yourself?
My bad.
Imagine Russ and I both saying that at the same time. In an intimate scene.
I'm loving it. McDonald's style, baby.
Woo! He teased. Shadow panted heavily and nodded frantically.
It's not enough. Oh.
He whimpered.
Oh, that's my favorite Yola Tinka song. One up.
Sonic kissed and Shadow's neck before sucking on a nipple while he pinched and rubbed the other.
Nice.
Shadow actually moaned as he gripped Sonic's quills.
Quillhead's talk shop, personally.
The blue hero groaned at the feeling of Shadow tugging his quills.
Don't pull too hard, or you'll hurt me.
He warned.
Oh my god.
Shadow loosened his grip and whimpered.
They're so hard, they're pretty...
No, you skip. You skip.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Sorry.
He mumbled softly.
Can I get one more read on that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nice.
He mumbled softly. Sonic grinned and went back to teasing Shadow's nipples. Once they were fully hard, Sonic pulled back, gently prodding at one with the tip of his index finger.
They're so hard, they're peeking through your fur.
Oh, he teased.
Sonic has ran through the snow before. They've never come out, so I guess it only happens sexually. Yeah.
Not temperature-wise.
Okay. Maybe this person knows more about Sonic Cannon than I do. Probably. I can't.
They know more about his nipples than me. Yeah.
That's true. That's the one part. I focus more on his dick, less his nipples.
Well, that's coming up soon.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Okay, where is I? Shadow whimpered and rubbed his soaking sheath against Sonic's tie.
That's you, Ross.
Where is
more,
it?
More.
More.
He pleaded. Sonic pulled further back to get a better look at Shadow's dripping swollen sheath. He smirked and pushed his thumb against it, making Shadow let out a choke moan.
Don't tease me.
He growled. Sonic chuckled as he moved down to lick
Stop chuckling!
You're ruining the mood, Sonic. You can't keep doing this.
Oh, it was beginning.
You fucking chuckler.
He was beginning to open up to allow Shadow's erection aid, and Sonic could tell he was big by how hard he was petting.
I don't know how that works out. Okay.
The blue fur snickered. And oh my fucking god.
Snickered and suckled.
Just laughing into this dick.
On the oh man! Slid. Shadow panted heavily as he stared down at Sonic. He was gripping the sheet so tight his hands were hurting. Sonic hummed happily when Shadow's impressive erection emerged.
Finally!
Why is this so long? He purred before taking the length into his mouth. Shadow yelped and jerked his hips upwards into Sonic's mouth.
That's Sonic!
He moaned. Said Hedgehog chuckled around.
Stop chuckling! You can't do this!
With the dick is in his mouth and he's chuckling. Hey, ladies, take this.
Around the length of his neck as he reached down to rub along his own sheath. Tearing a moan from his mouth, he'd wanted to do this all night and had been dangerously close to springing an erection at several points. So now he desperately needed to get hard. Shadow blushed deeply when he saw Sonic rub himself.
Wait, let me...
Shadow stammered, tugging Sonic's quills. The blue hero pulled back and nodded as he leaned back on his elbows with his legs.
All right.
He panted, a little frustrated that Shadow had made him stop touching himself, but eager to have Shadow's beautiful lips on him. Shadow swallowed thickly and licked his lips nervously before moving forward to gently lap at the dripping slit that was Sonic's sheath. Sonic's breath hitched as he watched Shadow gently lap and suck at his sheath until his long, thick erection emerged. Shadow hung quietly and took his wet head into his mouth.
I'm not a hedgehog expert. Is any of this anatomically correct?
I don't think so. I don't think this is how any animals work.
God. Where was I? I don't want to know.
Suckling and teasing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Suckling and teasing.
Again. He's always suckling and teasing.
Again! Again! Do it again!
Teasing the slit with his tongue, Sonic choked a moan and reached over to gently tug on Shadow's ear. Oh my god.
Come on, gorgeous.
He urged.
Oh boy.
Shadow snickered and nipped the tip before finally pulling away.
That's what I always say.
Before smiling at him.
How do you want to do this?
I don't. He asked eagerly. Shadow put his lip in thought.
From the front.
Ugh, boring.
He decided. Sonic smirked. That was the best position for easy access to the sweet spot.
The sweet spot.
Okay, oh wait.
All right.
That's me.
That's you.
Me. All right, sexy. Lay on your back and spread your legs.
He purred. Shadow.
I was supposed to be purring that.
Shadow blushed, but did as he was told, lying back and spreading his legs. He looked down at Sonic as he got up between Shadow's legs.
Is it just me or you? Oh, this is me. What, that's you. You or should I just get on with it?
He asked. Shadow bit his lip and shrugged.
I'm not sure.
He mumbled nervously. Sonic nodded and pushed Shadow's legs back, then leaned down and kissed his hole before running his tongue over it. Shadow gasped in surprise and bit down harder in his lip.
A pervert.
He scolded. Sonic chuckled fucking again as he pushed his tongue through the tongue
hooker. Chuckling on his bug hole. Oh, Sonic, boy.
Just, stop laughing. He has to stop this.
It's fucking hilarious.
He's having a good time throughout the whole thing. That's good.
Shadow pushed his hips down on Sonic's face, causing said hedgehog to slap Shadow's ass and pull away.
Oh. And I'm the pervert.
He drawled before smirking as he positioned himself.
What is a drawl?
Shadow's
that's a southern drawl. Is he like a southern lawyer? Like
his I'm the pervert. And the pervert.
I do declare.
I do declare. I'm like a Dr. Pepper.
I'm drinking a Dr. Pepper right now.
I'm like a sun drop and a mint julep. Anyway, where were we?
Ready?
Oh, ready. Yes. Wait, that's me. Ready?
He worried.
Can you say it? Say it like the Sonic Adventure 2 battle voice.
Ready?
Ready? Go! Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's the light speed dash. Excuse me.
I had to draw it out. Ready?
He worried.
Ready?
Shadow nodded and jerked his hips down to catch his hole on the tip of Sonic's dick. The blue hero took a deep breath and nodded as he began to push into Shadow's tight heat. The striped hedgehog whimpered and dug his nails into Sonic's arms as he was stretched past his limit.
So he's not wearing gloves right now.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay. It hurts!
He panted once Sonic was all the way inside. Sonic panted heavily.
You're so tight. Try to relax.
He suggested. Shadow nodded and bit his lip in a desperate attempt to relax. Tears that had gathered in his eyes began to fall. Sonic wiped them away before kissing Shadow deeply, letting in a small sigh of relief when Shadow finally relaxed. The black and red hedgehog panted heavily from the effort before nodding.
It's you, Russ. Wait, is it me? Wait.
Oh, no, it is me. Please, please move.
He whimpered.
Hey, Sonic. Hey, please
Jesus
move.
Christ. Sonic nodded Excuse and began me. To slowly hump against Shadow's legs. Head of his dick bumping against Shadow's prostate. Shadow moaned lowly and ground his hips against Sonic's.
Please, harder.
He gasped. Sonic nodded and grabbed Shadow's hips.
At least he's not chuckling.
Yeah. Finally stop. Christ.
Pulling out and thrusting back in, Shadow yelped and jerked, grabbing at Sonic's quills again and tugging the blue hero's head back. Sonic winced at the pain and picked up the pace, slamming into Shadow's prostate and wrapping his hand around Shadow's neglected shaft. Shadow moaned and bucked in time with Sonic's thrust.
Thanks to you.
So fast!
He moaned in bliss. Sonic squeezed the head of Shadow's dick and sealed their lips together in a heated kiss. Shadow moaned into the kiss and dug his nails into Sonic's scalp before breaking the kiss.
I can't take it anymore.
He yelped. Sonic bit his lip and nodded.
I know. I'm close too.
Oh, thank God. He panted as Shadow clamped down on him again. Sonic tensed and hid his face in the crook of Shadow's neck, moaning as he came, filling Shadow up with his seed. Shadow's eyes went wide at the feeling of Sonic's hot cum filling him up and letting ecstatic cry as he finally reached his orgasm. Sonic collapsed on top of Shadow and panted heavily.
That was amazing.
He chuckled breathlessly.
Again.
Shadow. Wait, how do you chuckle breathlessly?
How's he doing? How is he saying words and chuckling and out of breath?
Oh boy.
God damn it. Shadow hummed and nodded. Russ, you're online.
What am I supposed to say? I'm totally lost.
Yes, it was.
Shadow hummed and nodded. Yes, it was.
Yeah, yes, it was.
He panted. Sonic rolled off of Shadow and outstretched his arms again for Shadow to lie on. The striped male smiled and cuddled up to Sonic's chest.
That's you, Russ.
I love you. Oh my god.
He breathed sleepily. Sonic smiled and kissed the top of Shadow's head.
I love you too.
Thank God. Thank fucking God. That is over.
I love... This has the same ending as I Brain. It
does. What was the political message in this? Well,
I don't know. I just love... Did you read the notes? Can I read the notes?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you get cheesy ass person A. It's beautiful, isn't it? Person B looking at person A. Yeah, it is lines. And random unwarranted I love you at the end, but whatever. Who doesn't want a little fluff with their smut?
Yeah, fluffer smutter. Yeah, back it up.
I'm a fluffer smutter, yeah. Mm-hmm. We should change the name of our podcast to Fluffer Smutters.
No, we should. Don't.
Or how about Smutters Brothers Comedy?
Yeah, it's true. You got me there. So we're a little tight on time. Like Shadow's butthole. We're a bit tight on time.
Okay, we'll just wrap up. Okay, so Sonic Boom episode 38, New Year's Retribution, was actually the best episode of Sonic Boom we've seen so far.
It was pretty good, because it was pretty yaoi. It was very low hit levels.
Yeah, very low hit levels. It started poorly, and it's revealed that Easter and Christmas and Halloween and basically all holidays except for New Year's don't exist in the Sonic Boom universe, mm-hmm. which means Jesus doesn't exist in that universe, I guess. Yeah.
They really need Jesus, man.
They all need him very badly. Eggman slows down time so he can beat Sonic before the end of the year because that's his New Year's resolution. But Sonic's not affected because he's so fast. So then they play a bunch of board games and then Sonic lets him beat him at a dance competition.
And he says, "Hey, Eggman, at New Year's is a time to let loose and just have fun."
he literally says that and looks into Eggman's eyes.
And then they almost kiss, I swear to God.
Almost kiss. Yeah. Oh. it's good. And our friend Bonsai Buddy was there.
I think Eggman's a fucking criminal and should be put in prison, but even my heart kind of squelched a bit.
Hey, even criminals love baby.
Hey, Sonic is a handsome devil, and he made Eggman feel like the most beautiful man on the planet just for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
only Sonic the Hedgehog could do that.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I've got a special in our two of the week. We'll try to go through this two pretty quickly. It is Stark's White the Hound.
Stark's White the Hound. Oh shit!
Yes. So, So, what do you think he looks like?
Saul from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad.
That's weird. No, he's a hound, a white anthropomorphic ish hound.
Does he look anything like Where Garurumon?
No, he's an above average tall Mobian hound with snow white fur. Noticeable features are rectangular glasses, bloody red eyes lined with red behind them. I don't know what that means. Star-like shaped red fur on his forehead, a hawk-shaped fur under his yellow muzzle, and his enormous jagged teeth that sometimes produce bizarre expressions on his face. I don't know how that works out. He is noticeably shabby. His muzzle shows that he seems to have a bit of a beard, which is weird. He keeps his hair in a ponytail due to its length. His nails are grown to the point of being excessive even for a hound. He wears fingerless black gloves and black shoes with iron plates and heels.
Oh, he's an anime club member.
Mm-hmm. He's
a member of anime club. Okay.
On his furry tail. On his fluffy tail. He would be a personality. He would be unbearable for lots of people. He is shabby, lazy, vain, and quite a hothead. About the hothead thing, he is willingly impolite to people who cause an argument and then begin a fight just for the taste of it. He enjoys so much fist fighting to the point of not using his powers when he is having fun beating others or being beaten by them. He also enjoys challenging people better if they're stronger, famous in everything, eating, sleeping, running. He's overly competitive. And even once did accept the challenge of a dog that barked at him. Okay. He is homosexual.
But he is a dog.
He is homosexual. It has been really hard to say. I don't like playing with so delicate stuff. The creator notes. This means he enjoys more the company of men rather than women. He first noticed it when he lost a fist fight against a mink because of the surprise of finding him attractive. That's how everybody finds out. Trust me. Lose a fist fight. Despite him being homosexual, he is not, in all caps, the stereotypical sweet and cute character dream of every yaoi fangirl, Robin. instead, just trying to say that to him, he might be homosexual, will result in you being thrown against a wall with all your bones in the wrong place. If you tell him he's gay, he'll get mad. He'll throw you against the wall with all your bones in the wrong place.
That's what I want.
Fuck.
If he would find a partner, he would never accept it openly to admit he have a boyfriend, even if it would be obvious. He would just say him to be a close friend and don't even mind about marriage. He wants to adopt a chow, but is too lazy to do it. Also, don't even dare ask him about his memories, because he really doesn't care. Different from a typical certain dark guy, he lives in the present and is not bothered at all by his lack of a past. He has chaos control, but he doesn't have to shout. Chaos control. He likes money.
That's a pretty good power. He does like money.
He likes money. Money, what he derives from money, fighting, his chaos powers, doing nothing the whole day, justice and law, meat, chow. He would like to have
justice and law.
Secretly, his same sex. Dislikes, injustice, who disturbs his fight, being poor, people who suspect him of being gay, being lonely the whole day.
Same.
He is my first homosexual character. I did not make him gay because gay equals popular character, in parentheses, often. Even for that, but more because I just wanted to make one. His love for money and luxury, but his shabby lifestyle, are based on Lupin the Third.
This guy's cutting deep cuts. Jeez Louise.
His personality is similar to Black Star from Soul Eater?
Don't ask me.
I don't know who this is.
Oh, Black Star's the annoying one.
Oh, well, that's his personality.
The two episodes I watched that, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Shit. Robin, is he one of the boys?
No! Come on now.
Out there, all that laughing, having a good time with this great character. You thought... I thought he might be one of the boys, but I guess not. What? You know, he's one of my boys. He's an official Hogcast boy.
I kind of into Stark. Speaking of boys, we got some fan questions, and one of them's from our boy Ravi, and he asks, "I need a full list of Robin's boys."
Listen. I can get you that, but you know that's private shit. That's confidential. So
shit.
I'll hit the DMs, but yeah, if I see that around the net, man. I know.
Put this boy list on the dark net. No boys deep web.
Silk Road.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, though. It's good stuff.
What if you just paid...
How much can I pay for it in Bitcoin?
12.
Is there a yaoi Bitcoin yet? Like, yaoi coin?
I wish there was.
My currency.
Untraceable. Sam, another one of our boys, asks, if you had to fuck one male Sonic character besides Tails, who would it be? So one male Sonic character besides Tails.
Oh, boy.
Because I think we can all agree that Tails would be the one you'd pick.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Lenore said the same thing. It's weird.
Would it be boring if I just said Sonic?
I'm kind of leaning towards Sonic, too. Maybe Knuckles?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't chuckle, which is a big... yeah, so we just learned.
Chuckling all the time.
Stop chuckling on my dicks, on it.
I'd rather pick Knuckles, because that guy, he's not gonna. Sonic's chuckling.
I'm kind of into chuckle fuck, so, you know me.
Okay. Yeah, I get you.
Wink, wink, wonk.
Yeah, you want to handle the next two questions, Russ?
Oh, of course. Mark asks, friend of the show, Mark, friend of Robin. Mark says, favorite Xmas boys, favorite boys for Xmas, festive boys, etc.
What the fuck does that mean?
Wolverine.
He's a good Xmas boy. I like Beast.
What about Nightcrawler? What about the Multiple Man?
Multiple Man is a good boy. That's a lot of boys for the price.
What about Jamie Locke? Mandrux,
the Multiple Man? MODOK is not an Xmas boy.
No, he's
how
not.
Do you feel about Beak?
Of course not.
How do you feel about Maggot?
Ugh.
What about Zorn?
Ugh. Oh no, which Zorn? Are you Zorn? About?
Fake Zorn, actually Magneto.
Yeah, fake Zorn that's actually Magneto with metal on his head. It gives people the special mutant growth hormone. I'm into that one.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about that's not a boy. I was about to say Ernst. How do you feel about Glob Herman?
Best boy.
Glob Herman is
good
a boy.
Boy.
He's a big. He's
I
a
forgot who Glob Herman is.
You can see all of his bones and organs. He doesn't have any skin.
That,
he's made of
oh,
like
pink, so
through jelly.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about Dupe?
Oh, Dupe.
Would you fuck Dupe? Would you fuck Dupe, Robin? Would you fuck Dupe?
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We should just have a podcast called "Would You Fuck Dupe?" and then we bring everybody on, make them read some Dupe.
It's a 5-second podcast. We just say "Would you fuck Dupe?" and they say yes or no, and then we hang up.
Hey, Scott Aukerman, would you fuck Dupe?
It's a pretty good podcast.
That's a good PC podcast. Last question from friend of the show, LC. Oh, LC, good friend. Fox X Falco is obviously canon,
yeah.
But who tops? This is a question for Robin.
Falco, obviously. That's not a thing you discuss.
Is that because his beam shield, his shield, he kicks it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay. You know. Fucking know.
Yeah, I know.
You
I played know. Smash Bros. Yeah. I read fucking books. I'm a smart
Smash
guy.
Boy,
I am a Smash boy. Thank you.
That's disgusting.
Hey, shut up. Shut up! You can't judge me.
I can.
Or we can. That's
I get into fist fights. I get into fist fights just for the fun of it. Don't call me gay. I'll fight you.
I'll throw you into a bone with all your
Oh boy. Well,
the third.
Guys, let's join hands together.
Oh, do I have to?
Okay. Yeah.
I already
grabbed
your
have
hand.
Across his hand. It's gross. I know.
No, it's deadlocked on there, like Tommy Wiseau. Let's all just sit here and thank the Yowie gods for Felice Yowie Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Let's thank them for another great year. Let's thank them. Let's hope Alan wins No Nut New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray. And let's just be happy for who we have and what we have right
now. We didn't talk enough about Yowie dads.
We never really did. Robin, any Yowie dads you like? Do you like the Yowie dad from Tiger and Bunny?
No, they're gross. Everyone in fucking Tiger and Bunny's gross.
No, Tiger, what? No. What about Whirlwind? What's his name again?
How do you feel about the dad from Persona 4?
Oh,
isn't Chara dad at some point?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good dad.
Yeah, he actually is.
He's a good dad.
He is. I still haven't played any Persona game.
You don't. You're doing good.
Persona's good.
Yeah. I played the first 2 hours of Persona 3
just play,
FES
just
and
just
got mad.
Just play Persona 3 to where you get to where Mitsuru, you want Mitsuru to kill you. That's what I did. Because I want her to kill me.
That's pretty good.
She's...
She thick?
What? Kinda.
Is she thick?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay. Well, to all a good Felice Yowie dad, and to all... A Felice Yowie Dad. I don't remember how the Christmas version went, so I messed up the Felice Yowie Dad. Alan, say something. Say something Felice Yowie Dad-ish.
Felice Yowie Dad, everybody.
Felice Yowie Dad. Any plugs?
Oh, Twitter. I'm at Action Allen on Twitter. Ross.
I'm a Piss Goblin.
I'm Star Fox Idiot.
Are you private right now? Or are
I'm
you?
Private. Follow me fucking anyway.
Yeah.
Monty did.
Yeah, Monty did.
He's a good boy.
That was a bad choice.
He's not a good boy, Robin. You shouldn't hang out with him.
He's not a good boy.
Is he bald?
Oh. I mean, he is, but not in a good way.
Oh, dear.
He is. Okay, here. Change bold to bad, and you've got him on point.
He's a very horny boy. You shouldn't.
He is a bad man.
Should I delete him off Snapchat?
No, don't.
Yeah, you should.
No, don't. That might hurt his feelings.
He's sent some terrible things. No, hurt his feelings.
No, he's a sensitive
He'll
boy.
Be into
he's a,
it.
He's a bad boy.
He's too sensitive for his own fucking good. He needs to be hardened.
Jesus Christ.
His name's Weepy Sweet Monty. He's keep to his brand and make him weep. Oh, I hate that man.
Oh my God.
That horny man. That horny cum man. Anyway, follow him on Twitter, Weepy Sweet Monty. Bought him a Christmas gift for Steam, and I had to ask him. If he caught it, didn't even say thank you. Hurt my feelings. He was just... I just wanted him to fuck the cat girls. That's all I wanted for him for this Christmas. I got him Neko Para Volume 1.
Oh, that's good shit.
I hope there's some Lamia fucking in the game I got.
That's true.
Legend of Lamia.
Wait, Grim Fandango?
Oh, is there any Lamia fucking in that too?
Nah, just skeleton fucking.
Oh, I got Honey Pop from Robbie too.
Oh, that's true. There is no Lamias in that, I'm pretty sure.
No, but there's a lot of fucking in it, I think.
I want to support Honey Pop. Also, I want you all to go on to iTunes, rate and subscribe. Share this with your friends, or don't. But please, seriously,
share this episode with your
friends. I kind of want our podcast to be a big fucking hit. I've already made it my New Year's resolution that I'm going to make Hogcast a big hit. People are going to love it, and they're going to beg me for more episodes.
Oh, share it with your dad.
Yeah, share it with your dad.
I'll share it with my dad.
Like this episode.
Yeah.
You can give a shout out to your dad?
Yeah.
Please, I just want more hits. More listens. I don't care if you like it or not. No,
just listen.
And
make it seem like you care about it. Humor us, please.
Anyway.
All right. And the podcast Twitter is at HogcastSD on Twitter.
Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, Feliz Yowie Dad.
Feliz Yowie Dad.
Feliz Yowie Dad.
Feliz Yowie Dad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y le soplando. I wanna wish you a Yowie Christmas. I wanna wish you a Yowie Christmas. I wanna wish you a Yowie Christmas from the Father.